what do you say generally? In talking about your dishes, you might say, well, these are not just everyday dishes. This is, maybe it's an antique. This is real good
nest eggs, that's what I call them.
Okay, what about the place abroad where the Orientals come from, the people, you know, with their eyes are slanted and so forth? China? You ever use that with the word China to do with dishes?
Yeah, I've used it.
How would you say that and tell me, this is not my everyday dishes, this is my good
China dishes.
Okay. And what about, what would you carry water in?
Jug.
Okay, and what about if it were bigger than that and open at the top? It had a handle over it.
You'd have to take it by the handle.
Okay. And did y'all have a well?
Mm-hmm.
And what would you, the kind you cranked down in, or?
Yeah, we had it where you had to let the bucket down, get a bucket of water, and draw it back up.
Okay, and what
That's
was
in
that?
In the olden days.
Yes, ma'am.
And then the earlier days, from that, we had pumps. You have to pump it.
Yes, ma'am. What would that bucket be made out of, Miss?
Tin.
Okay. You ever seen them
made
of tin?
Sometimes I've seen old wooden buckets. Could go down in there.
And what sort of container would you have to carry food, maybe scraps left over from the kitchen, to take those scraps to
garbage
the...
garbage can.
Okay, back on the farm, if it sat in...
Well, that's what we kept for the hogs. It was the slops.
Yes, I mean, you call that the thing you carried it in, the slop?
Slop bucket.
Okay. And what about, what do you call the kitchen utensil that you fry eggs in?
Spider.
Okay. Any other words?
Griddle.
Okay.
Griddle. I cook with old griddles now.
Okay.
Cook me a whole cake of bread, lots on the old griddle.
Right.
About that big around.
Right. Do you remember one that had legs on it? Maybe was
yeah,
used in the fireplace?
Yeah, cooking fireplace.
Was that called a spider, too?
I don't forget what that was called. But it took the place of spiders. I can't remember the name of that, but I had one.
Yeah.
And we used to bake potatoes in it.
Uh-huh. Did it have a lid?
Mm-hmm.
It had a lid and it mm-hmm. set in there.
You can call them spiders, I reckon.
Okay.
But anyway, you put them in the fireplace and they have legs, and you put your fire under there, and we bake potatoes in them. And then we have baked potatoes just put in a long time ago, old caches, over on, let us say, the mm-hmm. bake.
Mm-hmm.
Parched peanuts in it.
Yes. Yes. Okay. What about a heavy iron vessel with a large opening that maybe was used on the farm? Maybe for
pot. Wash pot.
Okay. And would you call that anything else? Maybe you'd cook
hog heads and things in it when you kill a hog.
Okay. Would you ever call that a kettle?
No, it never was called a kettle.
Okay, what was it?
Because a kettle has a round and had a mouth to it. And that's what we used to use on the stove, you know, to heat our water.
Poured out.
You know, we had stoves in and we just set it inside there and let the fire come to it.
Okay. And what do you call a container that you put flowers in? Maybe bring it in the house.
Bring those pot holders.
Okay, and what about one, maybe it's made out of china or something that you just put cut flowers in the house, like you pick some roses or something and set them in.
I don't know what you call it.
What do you call that little thing up on top of your
vase?
Okay, and what are the eating utensils that you put by each plate when you're setting the table?
Knife, fork, and spoon.
Yes, sir. And after the dishes are all dirty, you say, well, we finished supper, we finished lunch, I have to go
wash the dishes.
And after you wash them, if you let clear water run over them, you say
rinse them.